Hey, 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 welcome everybody. Yes, you are tuned in to Simply Hanif, Simply Hanif Radio Show, and that's Nisha, your girl, Hanif. And I'm excited today because I have three fabulous guests, three men, ladies, I have that on the show. I usually don't have three in a row, but we do today. Our first guest today will be definitely Ted Carruthers. We'll be talking to him about finance. I believe he is working for PHP Agency. So we want to talk about how can we get our finance together. Also, our wonderful, wonderful second guest would be Mr. Varant. He is all about publishing. So if you're into publishing your books, we'll talk about him. And we're also going to talk about, to talk to David. He's a professional host and emphasis on the way to becoming the next host of Wheel of Fortune. Now, if you haven't seen his picture, he is easy on the eyes, lady, easy on the eyes, very handsome man. So we'll get to him real soon. But before we do, as always, we take a small commercial break. When we get back, we'll be talking to Ted and then the rest of our guests. So with no further ado, let's go ahead to that commercial break.
Do you want lots of chemicals and artificial stimulants? Or are you ready to try the natural alternative? It's time for you to try Revive. Packed with the power of 21 superfruits and a touch of green tea, Revive really delivers with antioxidants, nutrients, and real energy, the way nature intended.
Hi, I'm Brian Klein, CEO of Rushmore Essentials. I want you to try Revive, our brand new vitality drink. Made from 21 pure and powerful superfruits I hand-selected for quality and blended for performance. Revive gives you that great feeling of well-being and vitality without the jitters of an energy drink. You can feel great about the quality of Revive. My family has been in the fruit business since 1939.
Revive is ideal for healthy, active people who are looking for the real energy it takes to live life to the fullest. Not just for 5 hours, but all day long, every day of the week. Buy Revive at Vitamin Shop. For more information and valuable coupons, visit our website at drinkre.com. That's drinkre.com. Revive yourself today.
Welcome, everybody. Yes, you are back. Yes, you are tuned in to the Simply Hanif Radio Show, and that's me. And like I said before, our first guest will be talking about finance. Let's give you just a little bit of background about Ted. He is a graduate from U.S. Berkeley. Arts and Administration, Dominguez Hills, California. He has his Master's in Education Administration. And he also has been employed 23 years in California education system, so Long Beach to Compton to Los Angeles to now Rialto. His business background is 25 years experience in income taxes, focusing on personalized service in our business. So with no further ado, let's go right ahead and speak with Ted. Hello, Ted. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm well. So let's tell our audience about you. What is it about the finance? How can we do better in finance? And what are you doing now when it comes to finance? What agency are you working with?
Well, currently with People Helping People, a licensed agency that's a marketing company for top Fortune 500 companies like Nationwide, American General. And what prompted me to even consider them back in 2008, I was being laid off as a teacher, and I never thought I'd have that issue by being an educator. And so I needed something to transfer my skills, which is educating and informing, to something that was because I'm not a seller. I don't do sales, but I do convince people based upon options that they have. When I say convince, sometimes they don't understand things. They just need someone to explain it in terms that they do. And I do that with the students and the parents that I have, and persuading them and having them understand why they need the homework, do their homework, and how to ask questions when they don't know how to ask questions. And finance has the same components in it. And another thing that fostered this, when I think about Proverbs in the Old Testament, 13:22, says a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. And basically, I find that most families, because we haven't been taught or mentored, don't know how to pass or haven't passed that information on to their children, who can pass it on to their children and their great-grandchildren. And financial literacy basically means understanding how money works in this world, be able to manage it, earn it, and make it, and then invest it to turn it into more.
Absolutely. I think that's very important that we leave a financial legacy for our children's children and not just live day-to-day. But my question to you is, how do we start? So if someone was to come to you and they're young and working a regular 9-to-5, how are they able to start their financial portfolio to be better?
First thing they do, they have to create a budget. And most people think that, well, I'll use a simple example for simplicity. Let's say I make $2,000 gross a month. And most of them, and they maybe of that $2,000, they get $1,500. And what happens is they'll spend $1,600, $1,700 with their bills and expenses. They live beyond their means. The most important thing is to live beneath the means. So if you're making a net of $1,500 a month, you should be operating at about $1,000 in terms of expenses instead of doing what other people do. That's the first and most basic thing to do is live beneath your means instead of trying to live like other people live.
Well, yeah, living like the Joneses, right? That'll get you in a lot of trouble and in a lot of debt as well. So you said first you would want them to definitely be on a budget. And
correct. For example, I only get paid once a month as a teacher, and that was very difficult for me. And from that, I had to create a budget and make sure there was not more months than I had money. And sometimes in the beginning, that was difficult. And I had a family to raise, and if I didn't have it, then we couldn't get it. And the most disappointing and most frustrating and helpless feeling you have is you need some food, or you need something happens to your car, or you find out that an unexpected expense comes up, and you don't have enough money for it, and then it affects the family. So basically, I had to come up. I have a certain amount that I have for gas, for food, for groceries. I minimize eating out. I don't go to Starbucks the way I used to. My cable bill, I downsize on that instead of the premium channels. And people can do various things like that, take away some conveniences until their income rises. And that's why when I think about finances, the idea of being an entrepreneur, that's a concept that most people think is out of their reach. But that's what I had to do in 2008.
And how is that working for you? We want to see results. So when you tell someone or you're giving someone this advice to live their life better and to become more financially free, they want to make sure that the person that they're talking to is actually living that lifestyle as we speak as well. At least I do. I want to see that example. So how has it helped you in your family once you've taken a hold of your finances?
First and foremost, probably the most amazing thing that happened for me, the same amount of income that I had, I was able to pay down a couple bills, matter of fact, more than a couple bills, had more disposable income, and also was seeking, make some more money and learn how to make money because, first of all, I came from an employee mindset, which is a W-2, and I was learning how to become a 1099, and that's a major mind shift because at least for 35 years, I've been working doing what other people tell me to do, even while working with my father in the income tax business. And so that whole an employee mindset is that you tell me what to do, I wait for you to tell me, I show up when you tell me to show up, I leave when it's time for me to go, I do the minimum amount of hours. Whereas when you get into, and that's a W-2, but once you get into a 1099, it might be 10, 12, 14, 16, because basically you have your own show. Basically you determine what happens, and you call the shot. And that's something most people aren't accustomed to doing, and also in terms of the decisions that need to be made, as well as the sacrifices.
There's a lot of sacrifices, and you need to be smart about it and know that when you are an entrepreneur, even what I do, you do need to put a percentage up out of whatever you're making so that you can pay your taxes. Because if you live, every state is different, but here in California, you are taxed for everything. And especially being a young entrepreneur, you must also put that up. But I do believe that being a young entrepreneurship has helped me have more freedom to do more things. Now, please don't get me wrong. If someone is working for someone and that's what they love to do and they're doing what they love to do, then that's fine. For entrepreneurship, I just think it just takes a different type of person, and I love what I do. So I don't want to be working for someone and just be miserable because you won't really give your 100% the way that you will when you're doing what you love, period, no matter what it is. So if you want to be a doctor, give 100% at it. If you want to be an entrepreneur, make sure you're giving 100% at it. But remember, there's plenty of sacrifices, and there is times where there is no money. So that's why we're happy to have you on the show. Because if you are an entrepreneur and you are not working a job plus working your entrepreneurship, I tell people that your job is your number one investor until your whatever you're doing as an entrepreneur can take over all of your bills and then some, right? That's a smart move before you quit. Yes. Because if you quit, you're just stuck with bills. So don't make that mistake. But what would your advice be?
Well, see, I'm still teaching. And be honest, I put in at least, even with my big job, which is teaching, in an elementary school where there's very few men, and that's one reason why I got into the elementary as a role model. I put in, it's only a seven-hour job, but I put in at minimum 10 hours on that, which, of course, 3 hours of that or more, I don't get paid. And then as soon as I finish doing that, then I do my part-time business, which is with people helping people. And part of one thing that I wanted to mention before our time is up is that on Wednesday, July the 8th, at the Jesse Turner Community Center in Fontana, which is 1555 6 Summit Avenue, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. in very casual attire, the founder of the company who mentors me, Patrick McDavid, he has his own website. You can look him up, Google him up, Patrick McDavid. He's going to be presenting two aspects of what I just talked about, how to transition from a full-time job, part-time position, and become a part-time entrepreneur. But the most important aspect of that, most people don't become an entrepreneur because they don't have a mentor. And some people don't even know what a mentor is. And a mentor basically challenges you, he irritates you, and tells you the truth. Where your friends and other people like you, they tell you what you want to hear, or they don't feel comfortable telling you certain things because either they don't know about it because they've never experienced it. So,
absolutely, I believe in mentorship. I really do believe that we all need it. I'm a mentor myself at times, so I do believe that you need that. You need that stronghold. And your circle should be able to tell you the truth. But if they're not in the field that you're working in and they don't know your goals, I do believe that you should seek out a mentor, like you said, because they can take you and guide you through steps so that you can evolve. Because anything that you're doing, you want to evolve. Love that.
And so, and also, it's all about the books you read. For example, of the three books that I'm reading, one of them is John Maxwell's The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. Also, another book that I've read is Sam Walton, Made in America, His Story. And then there's another book called Habits, because most people don't understand you do what you know to do and what you're comfortable doing. And most people, and it's human nature, don't do what's uncomfortable to them because they feel that's bad. And the reason why I think it's bad is they don't have an experience of knowing what success is when you're doing something that someone has to mentor you or you have to learn yourself. For example, when we were raised, I know when I was a kid, don't talk to strangers because bad things can happen. But those who are mentors and who are successful in those communities that are not just closed in, they say, you know, yes, talk to strangers because they're in a gated community. So they have an advantage over most folks by saying all these people, you're safe, you're protected. Anyone who's in this area, they have the same values as you have. So make sure you talk and grow and become divergent. Whereas in our community, because it's not gated most of the time, you talk to a stranger, you put yourself in jeopardy. So we're discouraged. And that same mindset as we get older, I'm not going to go outside myself and speak to someone I don't know. Whereas when you talk about being an entrepreneur, if you're going to network, you have to take – you have to turn strangers into
business
friends.
Absolutely. I really agree. I agree with that. Let me put a disclaimer out there. To the young kids shouldn't be speaking to people that they don't know without talking to their parents. So let me just make that clear. I know that's not what you mean, but please, someone will turn it around and think that's what you mean. I have to say, when I first started out, you also have to be hungry. If you can't find a mentor, I do love what you said, is to read. So what I did, I was hungry for it. I didn't have a mentor in the beginning for a while when I started Simply Hanif, but I was hungry for it, and I kept reading, and I stepped outside the box. I took chances. I inboxed people. I had no idea who it was because my motto is the only thing they could tell me is no. And I was surprised at all the yeses I got to be able to interview so many people. And that is where I'm at today, the platform I'm at today, where I have different people that reach out to me. So you have to get outside of what your norm is. Take that chance. Drive down to Beverly Hills. Go and meet different people. You never know. People are just people. And, again, they only can tell you no. So I love that you said that.
Yes. A closing thought would be, when we talk about the efficacy of entrepreneurship, the power and the effect that it has, you ask a person, and most people probably have heard this analogy, you ask a person, would you like to have $1 million now, or would you like to have 1 cent that doubles every day, daily, for 30 days? Most people ask for the $1 million right now, cash, because of the not understanding how compounding interest works, not realizing that after 30 days, that one penny turns into $10,737,000, $418.24. And if you're not familiar with the concept of the rule of 72, which was introduced by Albert Einstein, he's the one that came up with the rule of 72, which basically says you take the interest rate, whether it be of your credit that's being charged to you that you're paying, the interest rate, and divide it into 72, you'll find out how quickly that doubles, either in terms of your debt because you have it on a credit card because you're making the minimum payment, or in terms of compounding interest, you put money to invest and you want it to grow, how fast it will double.
That's real good. That's helping somebody today. That's real good. Yeah, most people would pick that million.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. What advice would you give? What? Not that. Let me answer this question. Someone asked, what 3 steps would you tell someone that wants to get started right now, who may be in debt and living paycheck to paycheck?
First advice of the 3 things you said, there are people that know more about me. I don't know it all, and I'm very comfortable with that. So I refer them either to a mentor or a friend of mine, which right now, well, speaking of over this Wednesday, which is tomorrow from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Jesse Turner Community Center, they can have direct access to the actual founder and CEO, Patrick Bet-David. But even more so, more common folks, because he's a seven-figure earner, multi-seven-digit earner. But there are people like myself who have been in the business much longer who have trained me that will be there, like a Dr. Lynn Cooper, Dina Escovel, and significantly others that will be there that they can speak with and get a one-on-one introduction and see if they can sit down and put something together and make an appointment. The second thing is make sure they get a budget, because you don't want to go out doing things on a whim, on a dream, on a hope, and not sure. So first thing was a mentor or someone who can sit down with you and give you an idea of what you can do. Second of all is also, like I said earlier, in terms of financial literacy, get a budget together. Then the third thing is get a recommendation of a book to read, because if the mind doesn't grow, then you'll just go back to the same habits.
I agree with that. I agree. I really love budgets, so like you can start off small and learn the word no. You can't do everything. You can't go everywhere, and you're going to want to do that as an entrepreneur. You're going to be enticed to do that too, and you're going to have to exercise the spirit of discernment and know what is going to work for you and what isn't, and stick within your budget that you have. So I make one for every month. So we just stick with that, and that's it. And there is no, can we go here, can we do that? Everyone's on the same page. And if you're a family person with children, involve your kids so that they understand money. So that they're not, after we do in our house, we make sure that they understand money and why we're on this budget. And it's not a punishment. It's something that's going to better the family.
I'd like to add that.
Kids think everything's a punishment, Oh, my God, what did I do? Why can't we, why can't we do this? And not realizing that, no, we're on a budget, and it's to better our future and yours.
And in closing, most people think no means no. And I had to find out that it doesn't mean no. No means not yet. And also means
just not right
maybe
now,
I can
agree.
Get it. And so, and if it means you can't get it from that person, then you go around that person and ask someone else, and you keep asking. But it's also about the countenance on your face and your attitude. If you come with anger, bitterness, and you feel it's owed to you, the person will shut down on you. But you come back come back with them, not with humility, but treating them the way you want to be treated, and give them the story of why you're asking, then compassion comes. But most people don't take the time to put that smile, request the compassion, and still have their dignity and have their request honored, because they can send you to someone else who can solve or mediate your problem.
I agree, and also just I really believe sometimes you just be authentic, be true, but know that everyone isn't there to help you as well. So I just really believe in exercising the spirit of discernment. The right person comes along. I know this sounds cliche, but if I hadn't went through it, I wouldn't have known. Not everyone is meant to mentor you. Not everyone can take you is meant
That's
to go
true.
Along on your journey. So there's certain people that can take you so far on your journey, and then their time is up. The reason, season, lifetime motto is what I say. And sometimes we meet people and you already have fixated in your head this is a lifetime person, but they're just a seasonal person, just to bring it to the
That's
next
true.
Level to where it is that your brand or whatever you're doing needs to be. So you have to take that time out to exercise that and know where people belong in your life, really. And as an entrepreneur, I just really stress that. That is so important to learn. And like you said, no isn't really no. No could just be not right now. No could be just not this person at this time. No could be go back and work on you.
Yes.
And then come back, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
so
ma'am.
What I would like to do is, if you could tell our listeners, Ted, and thank you again for being on Simply Honey Radio Show, if they're interested in reaching you for any financial, how can I put it, literacy, to understand finances better, can you please tell them how they can contact you?
You can contact me. Thank you for that, Honey.
Mm-hmm.
Two ways. Of course, my cell number is 909-573-8131. And then my email is PHP, which stands for People Helping People, dot Ted Carruthers, TEDCARU, is an umbrella, THERS, at gmail.com. I just want to thank you, Hanif, for allowing me to be on your program.
No problem. It's my pleasure. I do entrepreneurship at least once a month on the show because I remember when I started off, and we all need that platform. We all need that. So I always say I wanted to give back no matter how much my show grows. So thank you again for being on, and we'll talk soon. And anybody, again, I'll be posting all of Ted Carruthers' information on our Facebook page at Simply Hanif. You can just find me there, just at Simply Hanif, period. You'll find me on all social media. So his information will definitely be on the Facebook page and also on Twitter. Thank you again, Ted. Enjoy the rest of your morning. Have a good one.
And thank you, and I enjoy your show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, everybody, so we're going to take a small break, and when we get back, we'll be talking to Varant. We're going to be talking about publishing, and then after that, we'll be talking to David. So I can't wait, everyone. Thank you again as well for tuning into Simply Hanif, and we'll go on our break now.
Thank you for tuning in to the Simply Hanif Radio Show. Please continue supporting the show by tuning in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit our website at hanifrjordan.com and click the Simply Hanif tab for more information. Simply Hanif is a wife, mother, and mentor. Hanif brings the best interviews and conversations to you. Let's laugh, cry, grow, and drink coffee.
Hi, this is Felicia Benson-Padilla of FNB Communications, and you have been listening to the latest single from Psalmist James W. Dow, prolific worship leader, musician, songwriter, producer, and independent recording artist. For booking information, please contact FNB Communications at fnbteach@gmail.com or 646-206-6967. And be sure and visit us on Facebook. Thank you.
Hey guys, I'm Coco.
I'm Clara.
And I'm Seth.
We are Perfect Sex.
And we wanted to invite you all to come check out our music at PerfectSexMusic.com.
We do it all. You want blues? We got blues.
You want hip-hop? Perfect Sex is hip-hop.
And if you like dance, guess what? We do that too.
We do it all.
So if you want to hear some cool music that's different than everything else out there,
check out PerfectSexMusic.com.
Now back to keeping it real with Simply Hanif.
We love you, Hanif!
Hey, Hey, I love you guys, too. That was Perfect Sex that you were listening to. I love them. You guys have got to hear their music. They are awesome. All right, everybody. So we are back. We are tuned in to Simply Honey's radio show, and we gave you some great nuggets with Ted Carruthers, who is now who's an educator, for one, so that's a good thing. So he loves to read, and I love that. So I always tell people the best way to hide things from you is to put it in a book. So pick up a book and read and educate yourself. And also that he is working for PHP Agency as well. So he's teaching you about finance. So if you're interested in talking with Ted, you'll be able to reach him, and I'll definitely post that on my Facebook page. All right, everybody. So my second guest, I love it, is Verant, and it's a boutique bookshop where they concentrate on digital publishing outlets as first tier. They specialize in interactive ebooks, taking full advantage of new technologies that are exploding on the scene. For more information, you can go to www.majaianpublishing.com. And right now, we're going to go ahead and talk to Verant. I cannot wait. He's such a nice guy. So let's talk to him.
Hello there.
Hey, Verant, how are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you for having me here.
I'm welcome. I'm good, and you're welcome. I'm glad to have you on the show. Let's talk about your love for publishing and all about what it is that you do.
Yeah, we specialize in ebook publishing, as you probably know that all the bookstores are slowly closing, and the demand is ebooks, and everybody's reading by Kindle, by iPad, iPod, whatever you just running, walking, they can read their stuff, and it's on demand right now.
Well, that's good. When did you start the publishing company? And
well,
besides it for yourself, you love books, Verant? You love to read?
I have 8 books in the market right now, and I'm writing another one called about narcissistic and how you overcome the narcissistic and people and how to heal them. So I'm a writer, and I'm a speaker and a publisher also.
Well, that's going to be an interesting book. I want to know how you overcome narcissistic. I didn't think they could get help, but that's just different, and I can't wait to read that book. Yes, that you're. I know that you're a published author and a great speaker. What has inspired you to get on this path that you're on? You're such a nice guy, and you love your work, and you love helping people. Let's talk about that. What are you over there giggling about, Verant?
No, I'm just enjoying your show right now, and your guest. Your first guest was amazing, and the way you were presenting him, it's amazing, and I truly believe how genius you are. And the question is, I'm a writer personally, and I realized that my publisher was making 80%, and I was making 20%, and I'm like, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. Why is the publishers make 80%? So I turn around, and I'm reversing the percentage. I'm giving the author 70%, and I'm keeping 30%. The more you give the author, I think the more hungry he or she can get. And in this type of business, you have to be hungry.
I agree. I think in anything that you're doing, you have to be hungry, and especially. Especially when it comes to, well, just anything that you're doing. But when you're writing books, because I'm a published author myself, and when I wrote my book, I realized.
Really?
You know,
I need to purchase
yes,
your
you
book.
Know.
I didn't know.
Yes,
wow.
My book is available. I have an e-book called 21 Days to Becoming Your Authentic Self. And it is a self-help book, and it helped me tap into some things.
I can't wait to purchase
change.
It.
Yes, it's Amazon. It's an e-book. But what I will tell you is, there's a lot of people that love to read, but sometimes I feel like the art of reading has gone away. But I do love the new technology of having e-books. I have young kids, and they just love to swipe the tablets and go ahead and read, which I still am someone that likes to have tangible. I love to hold on to a book and read it. But I love it, and I love that you're such a giving person, and you want to be fair, but you tapped into the market because you were wise enough to understand that this is one way that you can better your life, and why are you giving all your money away? That was smart.
Well, I didn't know you have kids, and your kid is going to be an amazing because I always believe the first teacher kid and business-minded, their kids are going to be smart, and I believe your kid's going to be a genius like you.
I don't know if I'm a genius, but touche to that.
I know you are a genius.
No, what I will tell you is I've been married 15 years. I'm a mother of two wonderful boys, and my youngest son wrote his first book at 10 and published it. And so he's the 11-year-old author right now on his second book.
There you go.
And
there you go.
I'm amazed. No, I'm amazed at him. He's the one that inspired me to start writing again. So he's the reason. But I received that, and I thank you for that wonderful compliment. But a genius, I am not. But I'm just on this road traveling with the best of them and everyone else, just figuring out my way to be better. And so I love
Simply
that.
Simply Honey, yes. I talked to you many times on the phone, and you are the most humble woman ever that I know. That you don't know how genius you are, and I truly believe in your kids making the good money from the marketplace. The demand is very high right now because the books. Everybody doesn't want to. The bookstores are closing, so everybody wants to approach the new technology, e-books. I personally still an old-fashioned guy like me. Simply, I have so many books, hard copy, soft copy, in my library because I still like to have research, like to read, like to make other things. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do, because I love hard copies myself. I like to look and highlight and write and make notes, things like that. So, but I guess I'm just old-fashioned when it comes to that, and that's okay. But I do believe that technology is moving forward, and we must move forward, too. And that's what I love about your publishing company, is that I can go on there and get the help that I need. If someone is looking to publish their work, how do they contact you? To do it, and what is the process? Give us three things that are the process.
It's my publishing company is basically hands-on. It's basically myself and my checking coordinator, which deals with the contract. Once the sign is contract, it goes to my editing team. I have an amazing editing team throughout the United States, and the process it goes. They simply go to my website, read my mission statement, and they go to my publishing tab. I have two packages there. And if they agree with the packages, they simply write a little file or a little stuff about the story, and I interview them, the first step. If I feel the story is matched, then basically the next step is to pay the services. And once to pay the service, it goes to my checking coordinator. They sign a contract, and then it goes to editing team. Obviously, everybody goes to editing process. That's how it is. And the process takes about 60 to 90 days based on the work. And I basically don't put in the market if I feel they need more work. It goes hands-on. I do hands-on.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Because you really, and I think people have to understand how important it is that your book is edited. Because while you're writing, you may miss all kind of details. And so it is so vital that the editing team catches, you know, any misspelled words, making sure that things formulate the way, you know, your sentences are good. Just the basic little details that we just will overlook. And I love that unless it's 100%, you will not put it out unless it's 100%. So good. Kudos to that. So Verant. I always call you Verant. But tell them the name of your publishing company. I call you by your name, but I know your
publishing company is basically my publishing company is basically my last name, MHARIAN, like Nancy, and it's publishing, and we do Simply Go, we do everything, we do anything, we do everything for you to have your book out.
That's wonderful. For a reasonable price, ladies and gentlemen, trust me, go to his website, which I'll also have on my Facebook page. You're able to find that. Get in contact when you want someone genuine and honest to work with you. Verant is that person, I must say. and so I really appreciate you, Verant, for being on Simply Honey Radio Show. And I look forward
for
to doing more
here.
Work with you. No, thank you. Thank you for agreeing to be on the show. And I can't wait for us to, maybe when I get really digging down into my next book, we can publish some things together.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, she's amazing. Reach out to her. So she's very handsome. Miss Sandy is amazing.
Aw, thank you so much. And God bless you. God bless you so much. But I thank you so much, Ron. And everybody, we're going to go ahead and take our small break. And when we get back, we will be on with our next guest. But this break is going to be a small commercial break. I had the pleasure of interviewing Melba Moore. I don't know if you guys know her, but research her. And she's a fabulous, fabulous singer and actress. And so she came out with a new record. And this cut is called We Can Do It. What Can I Do to Survive? So just take a listen, and when we get right back, we'll be on with my next guest, David.
What we had is just
many nights.
Thank you for tuning in to the Simply Hanif Radio Show. Please continue supporting the show by tuning in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit our website at hanifrjordan.com and click the Simply Hanif tab for more information. Simply Hanif is a wife, mother, and mentor. Hanif brings the best interviews and conversations to you. Let's laugh, cry, grow, and drink coffee.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Simply Hanif Radio Show. And that's me, your girl, Hanif. And I'm excited because next up we have David. Yes, he's a professional host and this is on the way to becoming the next host of Wheel of Fortune, which I don't know if any of you people know that, but I love Wheel of Fortune. Anyways, he is the youngest of six. He learned early on the importance of having a voice and having something worthwhile to say. And with no further ado, we will just go right ahead and have David on, and David can tell you more about who he is and what he is up to today. Hello, David.
Hey, good morning, or I guess if you're listening on the right coast, it's good afternoon already for those fine folks. Thanks for having me on, honey.
Oh, I'm excited to have you on. I got a lot of questions for you, and let's dig on in. So, how exciting that you are on your way to becoming the next host of Wheel of Fortune. Let's talk about that journey.
Okay. We should also point out that the people at Wheel of Fortune maybe need to know about this.
That's okay.
It's been a lifelong...
No, listen. I love that about you because I tell people I am the next... I say Martha Stewart slash... you're going to, please don't laugh, but slash Oprah Winfrey mixed in one, and that's going to be me on TV. So they don't know it yet.
I'm going to try to challenge your thinking a little bit. Don't say that you're the next
them,
Oprah.
Right? Say myself.
Let's say Oprah just happened to be the first Hanif.
Hey, I love that. I received that. I love it, David. So let's talk about, you know, because you love hosting like me, so let's talk about the joy and the passion about you striving on this journey here of being one of those great hosts. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, it's something that I learned that I loved very early in life. You know, I'm not going to act like I don't like the limelight at all. I do enjoy being up in front of the crowd with the microphone in my hand, getting the audience all revved. But I like giving them something. And one of the things I've realized over the last few years out here is that in addition to my own entertainment, my own, you know, what I consider fun and entertaining, I have put myself in a position where I can offer real talented professional individuals out to my audience and just give them a chance to escape from the day-to-day, you know, sort of crap that we all have to deal with, sort of like a movie used to do. You know, a movie used to be a way to escape before the awards got all big.
Right, and now movies
have to have a message and they have to make you cry or whatever. And I do a show right now called Elixir. It's a North Hollywood-based variety show that I do every month, coming up on 3 years. And that's what that show is all about. You know, behind the scenes, we've created a family to where, you know, I have artists that have never met before that may have even seen themselves in competition with each other for, you know, certain types of roles and things like that. You know, I have them backstage sharing cocktails together, and I have them asking if they can work together instead of being in separate rooms. And we've really, from the inside, created this family feel, which I think entertainment had been missing. And from the outside, what the audience then gets is a show that is about nothing other than putting on a great show. And I think the fact that we've been a live entertainment show in Los Angeles for, you know, going on 3 years next month says that the audience likes it as well. And obviously, if the artists weren't interested in coming back and new people weren't interested in joining us, we couldn't still be doing it. So it's working.
True. And you have a perfect hosting voice. You do too. So I'm listening to you. I'm like, he has the perfect voice. So, and you're easy on the eyes, ladies. I don't know if you've seen my, my picture up there on my Facebook page. Please look at it. I've been posting it on Instagram as well. So that's not bad. And one of these days, I'm gonna have to come down to that show, Elixir. I don't know. I gotta come down there and show people what I got.
You are my VIP guest. Anytime you want to come out, you're my VIP guest. Don't worry about it.
Absolutely. So. What is the next like big thing that you're planning? And hey, everybody, please make sure that you have a cup of coffee. I always tell everybody, you know, we laugh, cry, and we grow here on Simply Honey's radio show, but we drink that coffee. So I have mine. I need my cup early in the morning. I hope you have yours. All right.
Well,
so, David.
I hope I'm not messing up the show here. I do have Southern roots, so I'm having a glass of sweet tea this morning. I did have coffee earlier.
No, I love
that. Is that okay? Okay,
no, honey,
I just want to make
sure
I didn't need to
roots,
go change
okay?
my
cup. Embrace your roots. Have your tea, coffee, whatever the case may be. And I love sweet tea, too, but I like that later
yeah,
on
my
with, a little bit of something, with a little bit of kick in it. Y'all heard that. So it's too early for that, but I definitely have my cup of coffee. So one cup is really what all I can do. But I'm excited because you're charismatic and very inviting. But I see that you love what you do. And that's the theme today is, to me, is no matter what we're doing in life, please make sure that you love what you're doing. So I tell people if you're not called, you'll learn your calling, right? So that's being if you're called to be a parent, you're called to be a wife, because you're going to have to love that. I tell women that. Don't keep praying for these husbands and you're not called to be a wife.
That's good advice. That's very good advice.
You know, because it's work, and it's not all glitz and glamour. And
No.
It's definitely something you need to be called to do when it becomes when you're called to be married. And so I tell women to just pray that you're prepared for a husband and not pray for one, so then you'll know for sure.
Exactly.
But that's a whole side note, because I want them to understand that the journey isn't really is easy, but we just love it. So that's why every time they see you, you know, if you're on stage, that you're happy about what you're doing, it's work, right?
Yeah. Well,
and it's not always easy.
Yeah,
no,
that goes into a little bit behind the creation of my show, Elixir. You know, I was doing the comedy circuit for a little while, stand-up comedy, and I absolutely love that. But I realized after about 3 years of doing that, my mother, my girlfriend, her sister, my best friend, these people were all paying, you know, upwards of $60 a night to come see me perform. And it's not because I can demand a $60 ticket price on my stand-up comedy. It's because, you know, there's a two-drink minimum. There's a fee to get into the club. There's parking in Hollywood. And I just started thinking, like, where's all this money going? Because me as a comedian, you know, the right model, I may make $40 or $50 in a night, basically commission off the tickets I sold. But all I wanted to do was get on stage and perform. I didn't care who was making money on the drinks and who was making money at the door, but I just kind of thought it stunk that I had to fill the place and entertain the people and got, you know, basically no cut of that. So
because
of my love of entertainment, that's why I started this Elixir show. And for the most part, we don't pay any of our artists. But the flip side of that is we don't ask them to sell tickets either. You know, we create a crowd, we create a community, and allow artists to come in and do what they love, which is exactly what I wanted to do, is I wanted to host a show. And rather than going out and looking for shows all over the place to host and, you know, dealing with the competition and the politics behind all of that, I thought, why don't I just create the best show in L.A.? I'll write myself in as the host, and, you know, we'll go with that. And before I get too far into this, I need to mention that, you know, I keep saying this is my show, and I do host it, and I am the face of it, but I have two great producers, Matthew and Kazmira, that are really the ones that go behind the scenes and make the show run. So it's more than just me. It is truly a team event, but there are two people
it's
that have the same type of passion for production, you know?
Right,
and so
right.
they get to do what they're passionate about, and I think you see that, and you'll see it when you come out to the show that, you know, you can feel the love in the room for what we're doing for each other and the graciousness that we have that room fills up once a month for us to, you know, I don't know if you've ever performed to an empty audience, but that's not nearly as fun as a packed one.
No, and I don't want to. And I'm sorry I don't, but I will tell you when I first started off doing radio, and just to get the people to listen and my switchboard to light up, it's something to talk to yourself. And I did that for a while. I tell people I had to build. I was begging, please listen, tune in, please tune in, you know, to my show before it was Simply Hanif. And I think that we should always continue to evolve and reinvent ourselves. That was a big lesson that I learned in this business. And that's what I did. I reinvented myself and evolved. And that's what birthed Simply Hanif. And I'm just really just humbled and blessed that I do have listeners that choose to call in and listen to the show or listen to it online while they're at work, and that's a blessing. And then I have those that go back and listen to the archives, and I get these wonderful inboxes depending on what topic I've had. You know, you really helped me, and who knew that someone would speak about whatever the case someone's going through. But also, as you said, I wanted to create a platform for entrepreneurs to be able to come on and speak about what they do. I didn't see that anywhere. I didn't have it, and so I wanted to make that. And so that's why I dedicate at least once a month on my show that I do that, and that's why you're here.
Well, that has, I mean, you wouldn't have the audience if you didn't have something to say and you didn't show appreciation for them. So while, you know, I'm not going to argue with you that you've been blessed, it sounds like you put the hard work in, and I think it's amazing how hard work and blessings go hand in hand, isn't it? Kind of like luck and hard work.
No, and I tell people, because people think it's luck, I just don't believe luck has anything to do with it. Luck to me is if I'm gambling and I win some money out of a fluke, okay, that's luck. But I do agree with you that you have to work hard. And I don't know if you're faith-based, but for me, I am. And everyone knows that they're listening to the show that I am. But I do believe that if I'm doing the work, then God will do his part. If I just don't believe that you could just pray for stuff to fall out of the sky, it's going to happen. It's not going to happen. We've all been in that delusion. It's not going to happen. You really have to get out there, hustle, bustle, work, make the connections. And I think the first guest was talking about that. Get out of your comfort zone and don't be afraid to meet new people, because you just never know what door will open for you. So I love that. I really love that. And that's what I do. I just say, you know what, I'm just going to go, and whoever I meet, and you never know what's going to happen. And I just always meet some fascinating people, and I'm fascinated by people. And I think as hosts we are, right? I'm sure you are, too.
We have to be. Yeah.
People fascinating.
I started – it's to me, it's really a people thing. You know, I'm as a host, you know, I know there's a lot of people that get caught up on content and things like that. And really, to me, what as a host, I'm connecting the audience to the show. I'm then connecting the audience to the artist. And if I do that well – that connection, that's what the show is based on. And I think you've done that, you know, even in just listening to a couple of your archives, as well as hearing the first two gentlemen speak today. You're doing a good job of connecting the audience. And that's what really hosting is about. I mean, I know I guess I probably could have put you on mute and left for 45 minutes, but both Ted and Veront were talking about very interesting topics that I think, you know, all of us are interested in money. I don't care how much or how little you have. You know, it's a topic we all talk about. So giving that audience what they want, as well as having the passion for it, is key to success. I see you're doing it. That's what I try to do in my hosting as well.
Well, we're doing
I'm really.
I wish us the best, okay? Like, I wish you to get on that Wheel of Fortune, and I wish that I have my TV show. It's going to happen.
It will.
It's going to happen,
If I mentioned this to you, but I was actually a contestant on the Wheel of Fortune. About three years ago now. Yeah, and talk about, you know, that's like taking a junkie and putting him in a crack house or something like that.
I was
so
right?
beside myself with excitement, salivating, and I actually had to go in as an alternative the first time. So I sat there sat there the first time for the whole day and didn't get to go on, and it was killing me. But being in the environment where you want to be, and I got far enough that I got to have a conversation with Pat and with Vanna, and I let Pat know I was in every place.
Okay, I'm telling my age when I say those. No, go ahead.
Because okay.
I said that's so dope, but my kid goes, dope. I'm like, yeah, whatever. But yeah,
go ahead. It's worse. Wait, I have a fifth. How long has he been graduated high school? 2 months. 17-year-old. It's better if I use my old words like dope and rad than try to use his current words.
I agree.
I don't know.
I don't understand
their
language anyway. Yeah, I don't understand their language, so I just go, whatever, you know.
Yep.
You know, but continue.
Just
continue.
Be happy. At 17, I'm happy he's still talking to me, you know.
And
he hasn't moved on.
I'm pretty sure you're a great dad, and I love being present with our children, you know what I mean? And just that host in us gives us those people skills, I believe. I think we were naturally that way. I tell people I think I was always this way. It's just that it took me a journey to figure that out. But once I did, I realized that's it. I believe that your passion fuels your purpose, and when you when you're passionate and passionate about something, you'll keep walking around that road, but you'll find your purpose, and then that is just when doors open for you that you had no idea that can. And so I love that about just life, right?
Yeah.
For people that don't really know what a variety show is, I don't know who doesn't know, but just in case, can you please explain?
Well, variety shows, you know, can take on a myriad of things. And I wanted to make sure that we had that sort of range of entertainment in the show. And that's even where the name Elixir came from. My co-producer's girlfriend, his significant other, is the one that actually named the show for us. And it truly is, you know, Elixir is one of those old snake oil things that, you know, whatever ails you, we got the cure for it in one bottle. And that's kind of what we wanted this show to be. So we have everything from stand-up comedians and magicians to people spinning fire to hip-hop dance and burlesque, cabaret. We have pole arts, and I always hesitate to say that one because I think people don't understand the real artistry behind pole dancing when it's done in a way that doesn't necessarily have dollars flying at you. It's just,
oh, my
like,
Lord,
it's
it is an art. It is an art, because if it wasn't an art, people wouldn't have pole dancing classes now to strengthen a woman's upper core, bottom core. I used to be a dancer, ballet and jazz when I was in high school,
okay,
and stuff. So I get it. It isn't always about the dollar signs. Those women got skills, okay? Have you ever been to a strip club? I'm saying, I've been one.
Well,
I'm like, God, Lee, how did you get up there? I don't know.
So it's by no means, it's
that's
R
just
rated.
Me.
It doesn't really go any further than R rated. But we, we've had a world champion lassoos slash yo-yo thrower, yo-yoing. I don't know what you actually do with a yo-yo. You throw it, you catch it. We've
right.
had illusionists on stage make people disappear. We've had cloggers and tap dancers. We've had. My son is actually a dancer, and we had his national championship high school team come out and do a hip-hop number for us one time. So it's really, you never know what you're going to get. The artists change week in or month in and month out. The only consistency that you'll see every show is we have a house band called Funky Monkey. That's another thing I think that makes us kind of unique, is that we put together a house band that plays our show. So all the performers are performing to live music.
Oh, and I really
as opposed
like that.
To just tracks. Yeah, and they're an outstanding band as well. I keep getting after them to put out a record or something like that, but they seem content playing the live gigs, and, you know, I'm not going to push them away from my show anytime soon, so they
right?
have a home once a month for sure. But it's really, you know, it truly is variety, and, you know, who knows, next month maybe we have some puppeteers or somebody out there doing something that we've never seen before. I know the anniversary show is always one that that you don't want to miss. There's no telling what happens. You know, we'll have probably close to 50 artists performing in that anniversary show. So in a 2-hour show, that's almost Vegas-like numbers and attractions. And you asked earlier, what's next? And if we're talking about the show, that's what we're trying to do with it. We're trying to find a home for it. I don't know that it's a Vegas style show, but it could sure have a residency or even a weekend residency at one of the smaller casinos around. And also we are looking to have it as some entertainment for corporates as well. You know, why does Casey and the Sunshine Band and the B-52 still need to be getting all that money at the corporate shows when you have new upcoming entertainment that's like nothing you've ever seen that's just ready to fill those voids? So what's next is we're going to take the show that's been nothing but a labor of love, and we're going to turn it into something that can, you know, at least pay for itself, if not support some people and really start to give back to the artists. There's nothing I would love more than to, you know, call a group of these artists together and say, hey, you guys, who's available to go to Pala Casino, Morongo Casino, wherever this weekend? We have 5 shows that we have to do between Friday and Sunday. You know.
And don't sell yourself short. You know, they have a, what is this, America's Got Talent type thing. You never know who may pick up your stuff. And so that's the beauty for this variety show. You may just get picked up by a network. Wouldn't that be awesome? And just to see
that
different
would be amazing.
Talent and different things come. Let's, I always say, speak it and it can happen. Put it out there in the universe. So I would love to come and see what your show is all about and see your guests. Do you guys have judges? Does anybody win anything?
Actually, the audience tends to win things. We give away, almost every show, we give away a television. And, you know, sometimes we may require you to have to give us your email address in order to get a raffle ticket. But, you know, it really is, I have some connections from some work I used to do to televisions, you know, that kind of thing. So we get some nice sponsorships where we can do that. But this show really is it's kind of funny when I sit here and talk to someone about it. It's like nothing else. You know, we bring the audience in. It's a free show. I don't know if I mentioned that as well. So no one pays to get in. And then you win stuff for not buying raffle tickets as well. So it's really is about the audience
<You're>
experience.
<funny. laughs> and you still win stuff. It's all free.
Yes.
But you know what? What makes it unique is that you're making it something that people can actually afford to come to because it is free, but eventually people will want to pay. And so that's going to be the beauty. That's where your niche is going to be. So I just wish you so much success, David, in all that you do. And I can't wait to see you on the big screen or definitely, I mean, you're wasting your looks, dude. You got to be on camera somewhere. So we got to have you on camera.
A face for radio and a voice for sign language, right?
You know what I'm saying? So you definitely know. You definitely need to, I can't wait to see it. I know that it's going to happen, and all I can tell you is I meet you at the top. So let's tell everybody where they can find you and locate you, and also for your Elixir show if they want to get on there.
Yeah, so let's talk Elixir first. July 24th is our next one. That's 2 weeks from this Friday. It's at the Federal Bar in North Hollywood. Show starts at 8 sharp. Doors open at about 7:30. So please come out and join us there. Our anniversary show is actually the 22nd of August, which is going to be a lot of fun. So if either of those dates are free, you know, think about Elixir. We're always up at the Federal Bar in North Hollywood on Lancashire there. As far as finding me, the easiest way to find me is probably on Instagram. It's the David M. Schmidt. My last name is S-C-H-M-I-D-T. Or if you just look on any social media under David M. Schmidt, I will pop up, or I should pop up. And a lot of times it's the pictures that you saw, so people should look for me.
Yes, and listen, everybody, as I said before, at Simply Honey for everything social media, and David is on my Instagram right now, as well as
my
Facebook page, and I'm sure that I post everything. David, thank you so much for, you know, coming on my show, gracing us, and letting us know what it is that you're doing. But, again, I wish you nothing but success with everything that you choose to do, and Elixir for sure, and I can't wait to, like I said, meet you at the top.
All right, when you have that big television show and you're interviewing people, you know, bring me on. You'll be my first interview after I land the Wheel of Fortune job, and we'll meet there and talk about how far we've come.
Oh, I can't wait to do that. Wouldn't that be hilarious? That's going to be just the best show ever because we spoke it, right? We spoke it into existence.
And no one's going to believe that we talked about this way back when, huh?
Yes, and we'll say it's going to be in our near future. I can't wait for that. So thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Again, David. I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you. We'll be in touch.
All right. Yes, sir. All right, everybody. So thank you again for tuning in to Simply Honey Radio Show. And listen, if you want your commercial played here on Simply Honey Radio Show to all of my listeners, all you have to do is go to www.honeyrjordan.com, click the Simply Honey tab, and you will see our sponsorship packages there. You definitely want your commercial played here. In the meantime, be mindful to check your heart, your mind, your thoughts, and your words. You may be the only God someone sees today. All right, everybody. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Simply Honey Radio Show. Please continue supporting the show by tuning in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit our website at HanifRJordan.com and click the Simply Hanif tab for more information. Simply Hanif is a wife, mother, and mentor. Hanif brings the best interviews and conversations to you. Let's laugh, cry, grow, and drink coffee.